3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, gang. We've got the weather that is sort of moderating and taking care of itself and putting everything back where it's supposed to be. We'll have a few days of sunshine, which will be very, 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 very nice. Now, I got to tell you, it's getting curiouser and curiouser and curiouser. Will he or won't he becomes the debate. I'm talking about Barack Obama. You remember him, president of the United States, a while back. Conflicting reports today. I mean, seriously, conflicting reports. NBC News, I heard since early this morning, saying behind the scenes, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, getting on just dandy. They like each other, and he can't wait to come out and endorse her. But he hasn't done that yet. The New York Post has a story which is, well, suffice to say, the opposite. The New York Post says that Barack Obama doesn't believe that Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump, and therefore he doesn't want to endorse her. He doesn't want to waste his political capital endorsing her. I don't know which one is right. If I were a betting man, and as you know, I am not. I don't bet. I have children, so I don't bet. But here's what I would say: if in fact I were a betting person, I would say that of course Barack Obama is going to endorse her. I think it becomes a matter of when. Does he wait for the convention, such as it is? Does he do it in a different venue? If I'm him, I want to make as big a splash as possible. And if I'm her and I am going to get his endorsement, I absolutely want him to make as big a splash as possible. I wouldn't waste it. You know, some of these other runs, like the Bill and Hillary Clinton types, nobody cares. But Barack Obama, like him or not, is probably going to be able to motivate more than a few people to stand up and donate or vote for her. The problem, of course, is going to be she's not a great candidate. It really, honest to goodness, is just that simple. And you don't even have to go down the route of, well, she's a DEI hire. Now, I know the White House described her that way. President Biden described her that way. And DEI is supposed to be this wonderful thing, and everybody's supposed to be in favor of it, and we should all do it. Except when you say, well, yeah, she's a DEI. Oh, that's horrible. Why, that's racist. Get used to that. Because for the next 4 months, any criticism, any question of Kamala Harris is going to be met with the response of that's racist or that's misogynist. You are a misogynist. You clearly hate women, or you are a racist. You are a bigot. There's nothing else there. His policies are her policies. Her policies are his policies. I know they're treating this like it's a reset. Well, we're starting from the beginning, man. This is great. We got a brand new candidate. No, you really don't. You really don't. You have the same person who, just a year ago, Democrats were talking about replacing. Anybody else remember that? And if you do remember that, I would write it down somewhere. Because that is one of the many things that the legacy news media hacks and the poobahs in the social media world are working overtime to erase and scrub, just like her appointment as the border czar. That happened. You know it happened. You listened to it. You watched it time after time after time after time. She's referred to that way. She's in charge of the border. She's going to handle the border. And then what happened? She didn't handle the border. And so if you point that out now, well, you must be a racist or a misogynist. All right. I have an email here that I will be ignoring promptly, but I did want to share some of it with you. It comes from Scouting America. Have you heard enough? Yep. Okay. Well, then I'll just move on. Scouting America, as you know, used to be the Boy Scouts. And once upon a time, the Boy Scouts did some amazing work. And then they went about as woke as they possibly could. And then you added that into the millions of dollars that they are involved with in legal settlements. And they, well, you know, they just stopped being the Boy Scouts. I mean, really? What other way can you describe? What are they now? Scouting America. Does that mean they're like a baseball scout? They're looking at America, trying to figure out which state has the best arm. You know, who's bringing the heat? Who has a good inside slider? Oh, you know, Montana, man. Montana. We've been scouting America. And Montana is definitely who we're looking at. Boy, oh boy. They're able to get it over the pitcher. They can throw it all the way to the second base. Yeah, that's good. Oh, well, all right. Maybe they're an outfit. Well, I don't know. I mean, build a tent. I don't know. Scouting America. What a ridiculous name. Absolutely absurd. Apparently, they met with a handful of people in D.C. who still, you know, care. But, yeah, all right, I'm not going to waste any more time, because why would I? I do have something that I need to share with you. And this happened yesterday, and I am so blown away by it that I just have to share it with you. Yesterday, I was over at the Friendship Circle headquarters, looking at this beautiful room, this social hall, where we will be conducting the Quest for Cookies on Sunday, Julia's Quest for Cookies. And I just, oh my goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful setup. And chatting with Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement and learning a little bit more about what we're going to be doing. And there are cookies involved. Let me be very clear and upfront about that. There are lots of cookies involved. And I did bring a couple of them home so that Julie and I could, you know, for quality control purposes, sample them. And they are, as Mike Tyson might say, they are malicious. They are absolutely wonderful. And there's also going to be special custom Julia's Quest for Cookies bracelets from my pal Emily Morrissey at emilysbracelets.com, which is really great. But something else happened yesterday, and I didn't want to share it with you yesterday because I had to get a couple of T's crossed and I's dotted. I'm going to Israel. I'm going to Israel in August. It's just a couple of weeks away. It is not a vacation. Let me be really, really upfront about that. It is not a vacation. I'm not going to be floating in the Dead Sea or doing the touristy sort of stuff. This is a mission trip, if you will, with leaders of Central Virginia's Jewish community. We are going over there for a couple of different reasons. We will be meeting with leadership within the Israeli government. We will be meeting with leadership of the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. We will be traveling to IDF bases. We will be visiting with the families who have family members being held hostage. We will be meeting with family members who lost loved ones on October the 7th. And it's a relatively quick sort of a trip. You know, if you do a vacation to Israel, that's, I think, a good 10 days, 2 weeks for sure, just to see all of the good tourist sites, all of the good, hey, let's relax, let's think about things and all of that. But this is very much a working trip. Mm-hmm. That being said, now, I don't have the ability to broadcast from there. I want to be very clear on that. But with the time difference, I'll reach out to John Reed when he returns to the United States of America, which could be any day now, right? When is he coming back? I mean, he's gone for a while again, right? And he's in France, and then he's doing some other stuff. But I'll see if he's got some time in the morning, because it should be, what was it, 9 hours ahead? I think it's 9 hours ahead. I don't quote me on any of this, but you can quote me on this. I'm going to Israel. And I will file these full reports, and I'll let you know what's going on. This is just going to be one of the most important trips of my lifetime. I don't want to oversell it, and I don't want to make even more of it than it is, but it is something that I have to do. I have to do it. This is not a, well, you know, I'd kind of like to go to a lake. Let's do that because it's reliable. This is something I have to do. And so I will be doing it. And that's going to be, I believe it is the third week of August. I'll keep you updated because I will, you know, do some updates and what have you from Israel and let you know what is really going on over there. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a very, very meaningful experience. What have we got today? Well, number one, let me remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to shoot me a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. We've got tickets, do we not, for Politics and Pints, the copycat version? All right, fine. They got Donald Trump Jr., which I think is pretty good. My old radio station in Philadelphia, WPHT, is doing their own knockoff of Politics and Pints. Well, I mean, we've been doing it for how many years now? It's a long time. 6 years? 7 years? It's a long time. I don't remember exactly. It's got to be. Well, Germ, you're the numbers guy. How long have we been doing it? No, I'm not doing it at 420 again. No, that'll... people will begin to talk. No, let's do it at 520, you know, when people are leaving work because they have other obligations. 520 is when I will give these tickets away. Now, it's a pair of tickets to the Politics and Pints event that's in Philadelphia. You got to get there. But you're going to have some amazing seats, and you'll also get a copy of a great book by President Donald Trump. And did I mention that Donald Trump Jr. is their big guest of honor? And you will be in very good hands. My dear friend Dom Giordano. Dom and I have been friends, it's got to be 25 years. That number I know. Dom is the dean of Philadelphia Talk Radio. And he is the man who's going to be doing it all. You will be very, very well served with Dom in charge of that, Dom G, and Donald Trump Jr. It's going to be a good thing. So at 5:20 this afternoon, I will give you the chance to win a pair of tickets for Politics and Pints, the Philadelphia version. And you, I think, will enjoy that. Okay, Jeremy comes in. Look at this. Jeremy knows it all, man. Good for you. The first WRBA Politics and Pints was on October the 18th, 2018. So what does that mean? So it's only like 6 years. Sure. That's actually not bad when you think about it. All right, we've got Brian Maloney, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He joins us every Friday Eve at 3:33. Take a look at where we are with this presidential race. It is getting, as I say, curiouser and curiouser. We've got Dr. Keith Ablow joining us. He joins us every Friday Eve. And time is a-ticking. If you would like to once again make The Jeff Katz Show the official best afternoon radio show in Richmond, you need to take a moment right now, if you're not driving, and text 980. You're going to text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. The contest itself runs until the 28th. That means you can vote, let's see, today's the 25th, and you can vote the 26th, then 20. Okay, so we got 4 days, sort of, kind of. Vote now, vote tomorrow, vote again the day after, and then vote the day after that. And you know what? On the 29th, just to be sure that it's ended, you should try to vote, you know, just to be sure. And yes, you can vote online as well. That is tinyurl.com/votejeff24. In fact, did you know that you can vote each way, one time per day? And if you have multiple phones in your house, each of those phones can text 980 to 804-375-5011. In fact, talk to some of the less savory elements in your neighborhood and ask them to define burner phone for you. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.